Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the Dev Influencer Show. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood. And before we get started, I just want to do a quick shout out about the Dev Influencers Accelerator. If you're looking to up your game in your freelancing practice, then this is a terrific way to do it. I actually have a couple people in the accelerator that are doing exactly this, and you can go check it out at devinfluencers.com/apply. And I'm looking forward to talking to you. Essentially, what you'll get is you'll get an hour with me. We'll do some strategic planning, and we'll get rolling. Now, I did one of these strategic planning meetings with a guy named Luca. He's out in Italy, and he does more kind of digital design stuff rather than programming, but the principles all apply, right? What he was looking for is he was looking to work with more local companies, local startups, and help them with their user experience, UI design, things like that, right? And he specifically wanted to work with local companies. He likes working with them. He speaks Italian, and so do they, right? Where he is in Northern Italy, he has that connection with them where he can talk to them. He's local. You know, he has a lot of things going for them. And so we were talking about how that would work, and he specifically wanted to know if he should start a podcast. And of course, I think a podcast is a terrific way to connect with people and to kind of make these things come together the way that you want them to. So we were having that conversation about how that would work, and there were two things that kind of came out of it. So I just want to talk briefly about this because he had this idea that somehow he could build his portfolio and then talk about it on his podcast and that would get him clients. And what the reality is, having been a freelancer myself for more than 6 years, is that if you're going to work within a community, the best way to get more clients out of that community is actually referrals. And so realistically, it's like, okay, well, then do I need to do a podcast? And I told him yes, he did. But that what that podcast would effectively do is it would give those people a way to connect with him directly, right? It would give them a way where they could say, oh, okay, I heard about Luca. I'm going to go listen to the podcast. Oh, he's talking to more people than I know, or he's talking about the problems that I have. And so now I know that he's going to be a good fit for me, right? And that's how you make that connection. That's how you do that, is because now you're talking about the stuff that they care about, right? And so we kind of dived into that a little bit. And as we got in a little deeper, there were a couple of things that came out. And I just wanted to talk through that because kind of the strategy that we landed on was twofold, right? So first of all, I was like, look, one of the best things you can do is you can just say, hey, look, I'm going to interview people from this community, right? Because if you go to people who have startups, and that's who we wanted to target, right? We're people in startups in his local community. If you go to people in your local community who have a startup and you say, hey, I want to come talk to you about what you do, and then I want to consult with you on the podcast and help you with your UX, I don't think many people are going to tell you no. And the reason is because, first of all, they get to come and they get to show up and toot their own horn. And for startup folks, I don't know how many startup folks you all talk to, but I've talked to quite a number. And once they've kind of bought into the vision of their big idea, that's all they talk about. And so it's like, the second you say, hey, do you want to come and talk about your company? They're going to be like, yes, yes, please, right? Because their biggest problem is getting in front of as many people as possible. And even if they're showing up and you're not their target market, they do have a place where they can point to people and say, hey, we showed up on this podcast. So immediately you make a connection within your community. But not just that, you show up and you say, okay, I was looking over your website and here are 3 to 5 things that I think you could do that would improve your UX, right? And we can either do like a full consulting run and dive deep onto this stuff, right? But your episode would effectively be like a 20-minute episode. And so you do like 5 minutes of introduction. Here's what they do. Here's what they're about. And then you just dive in and you just kind of point out, okay, look, I've got this system for checking out sites like yours, and I have a system for making sure that the user experience is, you know, on point. I have a system for designing UX. And so we're just going to work through as much of it as we can in 20 minutes, right? And then you give them some very broad direction, right? It's like, hey, look, and you can give them some specifics, right? Like, hey, look, for example, you say, hey, so you know, your text fields and everything aren't properly aligned. You've got stuff that's left aligned, you've got stuff that's right aligned, you've got stuff that's center aligned, and it's confusing for the user, or at least it's going to feel kind of haphazard. And so you need to standardize the way all of this looks. You need to standardize the way it all works, right? And that's kind of step one in your framework for doing UX, right? And then step two is maybe, you know, all text inputs need to be formatted or set up in this way, right? Font sizes need to be this, you know? And so you've kind of got these broad guidelines, right? And then, hey, interactions need to happen like this. You want animations here. You want animations here. You don't want them there, right? And so you can kind of give them these kind of broad brush ideas, right? So it's like, hey, look, it's a much better user experience if you have fewer of these kinds of interactions and more of these kinds of interactions, right? And so you've got this problem here, here, and here. I'm sure you've got in other places, right? And then afterward, after your 20-minute call, then you get off and you're like, hey, look, you know, we didn't have time to go into everything. I'd love to sit down and actually have a conversation with you over lunch. Can we set up a time, right? And then you go and you do a sales call, or you just do it right there, right? You just say, hey, look, I did a full audit on your website. I usually charge, you know, $200 for it. But if you want to pay for the audit, you know, it'll be $100 because I've already done it, right? And then we can sit down and we can do a consult on what I found, right? And then you can turn that into more business. But the thing is you make inroads, you make relationships, right? We've been talking about relationships, skills, relationships, and reputation. Relationships into the community, right? You interview everybody that exists in the community. All of a sudden, you got a reputation in the community, right? You as the UX guy and the guy that does the podcast about UX, right? And so it just turns into this opportunity for you to get to know everybody. And then when the next startup, you know, the next cohort comes in for the next startup incubator, and they go, we're really struggling with your UX. Everybody's going to go, call Luca, right? Call that guy. You know, he's terrific. He interviewed us. He did a great job. He did this audit, blah, blah, blah. He might even have you on his podcast. He's super cool, right? And you have these relationships. And it's that kind of a referral that's going to work for you, right? It's very rarely your portfolio, right? The portfolio is to justify the decision that most of the time they've already made, right? And so if you get the referral and then you have a portfolio, or then you have, you know, a number of people that can show your work, that's where that works, right? And so if you're looking for, okay, how do I build these kind of relationships? How do I set up the podcast? How do I get all of this stuff together? How do I figure out what my target audience is? All that stuff, that's what's built into the accelerator, right? And for the most part, you know, I think Luca could kind of figure some of that out, but it's not so much the guided tour, right? He's going to have some trial and error. And that's where some of this coaching comes in, right? The same reason that they're hiring Luca to solve the UX issues is the same reason that you want to hire someone like me to help you get this thing going. You know, that's why he should be part of the accelerator, is because at the end of the day, you know, I can go in and I can say, hey, look, this is how you want to set up your content strategy. Let's go for it, right? And as you kind of work through that, then you're going to be speaking the language of these executives, right? Because you're going to be doing these 20-minute consults with them. You're going to be talking to them. You're going to be getting in front of them. You're going to be telling them what they need to know. And then as you speak their language, then you can get together for lunch. You can do the sales call right after the episode. You know, you can strike while the iron's hot. You can get some of this work in. And then when the next cohort comes in, then you do the work for them and then get them on the podcast, right? Because ultimately what you want is you want to get your customers on the podcast to say, hey, this is the kind of work we did, right? And this is the kind of output that it got, right? Oh, our customers are 99% happier, however you measure that, right? Or, hey, our retention went from 20% to 30 or 50%, right? Or something like that, right? That's what you want. Because if you can have people come on and say that week after week after week, you're going to have no end of work, right? And then if your market isn't big enough, and he's in a rather large city in Italy, but not one of the main cities, but pretty close, then he can expand to some of the neighboring cities, right? Some of the others that are around there that are within an hour, right? And then when he has to buzz out there and you know, make contact, sit down for lunch, he can. And that works out. But in order to set up this content strategy, you have to have everything lined up so that they can easily find you, so that you can get them in, so that they can easily share what you're doing. And then they can say, hey, look, we had this episode. It was terrific. But what came after was even better. And that's what you've got to do. And so anyway, we're going back to this relationship idea. You can't build that by having a portfolio. You build that by having people happy with your work, sending people over to you. And that's what we're going to be doing. So anyway, you can go check out the accelerator at devinfluencers.com/apply. And that'll get you on the email list. And then we will actually, you know, help you get onto the application form so that we can contact you and set up that strategic call so that we can figure out what this right strategy is for you. All right. He did ask another question. I'm going to do that on the next episode. So stay tuned. And just one more time, that's devinfluencers.com/apply. Max out.